Here's the disclaimer today, and just so you know, Michelle Slunder's been taking her therapy and stuff and her treatment down to St. Louis for about 2.5-3 months now, and she's doing okay, but normally we have some kind of a special service at this Sunday of the year, but we don't because she's been knocked out of the box, and we hope to have her back in the next 3 weeks or so. But instead of that, you're going to get this. Now, those of you who were here about 8 years ago, you may have heard this message today. But if you haven't, well, that's the disclaimer. The other thing is, I like this tie, and I wore it, and this tie is really good. It's a banquet tie. It's got all the colors of God's love in it. And it also, if you spill something on it, you can't tell. We should pray for the message. It's always good to pray for the message. We want to make sure we all get something from it and that he doesn't bore us to tears. So let's pray. Lord, I ask that you speak to us today through a modern-day parable about how we are to live our lives in this world. And I ask that you would bless it, give me clarity of thought and a clear tongue so that it gets taken care of and everybody gets the message. In Jesus' name, amen. Today I want to talk to you about the hidden nature of God and the Wizard of Oz story or parable that we probably all know. Now, it's been my experience that God is in the business of revealing himself in ways that are hidden if you aren't looking for them. That seems to be the nature of how he works. If you aren't looking for the kingdom of God, then you're never going to see it. The stuff of life is kind of like a big picture, and in it are hidden all kinds of signs of God's presence and his message to each of us. God works on us like those pictures that we see, which you might see a scene in a forest, and at the bottom of the picture it asks you to find all the different animals that are hidden in the picture. God works that way. In fact, there's even a proverb that says that is hidden, actually, that tells us that that's the way God works.